Maharshi has spoken a lot about the importance of knowing through being, of gaining knowledge through direct experience, not through reading books. What then is the role of intellectual understanding in the process of education, particularly if one is already experiencing the totality of life?
It has a secondary role, supplementary role. What happens is, if you give a diamond to someone, he bears the diamond. Unless you tell him that he's so fortunate, no one has a diamond, and he has this great costly diamond, he may begin to feel the weight of the diamond. Intellectual understanding is also see that the knowledge which is lively in one's awareness is put to thoughts, to speech, to action spontaneously. So intellectual understanding cannot be brushed off. It is through intellectual media that the transcendental reality of being creeps it into the thought, speech, and action. And that is what makes a difference in life. So both things are necessary, experience and understanding about it. Both are necessary. Both are necessary. But mere book reading is a waste of time. It's like you read about water, this is like this, this is like this, this is like ocean, this is like river, this is like drops. You read about it and read about it, but you don't seen it, you have not touched it, you don't have tasted it. So the whole reading is we would put 1/4 importance to the reading and 3/4 importance to being. Knowing through being is really knowing. Then you really know about it, and there can't be any mistake in the knowledge of it. Both things are necessary, but they have their own proportion. In our Vedic universities, we are going to have the reading of the books, that is, lectures from the professor, knowledge about it, which will satisfy the intellect, and practice of transcendental meditation to experience the transcendental reality. Then there are programs where you perform in the transcendental. This yogic flying is the phenomenon of performing on the transcendental level. And transcendental level is the level of total natural law. So this is an area functioning on the transcendental level that one uses total natural law to function for him. And when one can use total natural law to function for him, total natural law is that which is administering the whole vast universe. That is knowledge, that is Vedic knowledge we want to give to all our children throughout our world family. Time taken will be the same, 8, 10, 12 years of student lifetime, but they will have an enormous awakening in the liveliness of natural law, which is their own self-referral consciousness, self-referral consciousness. For that, introduction of meditation, not only morning and evening meditation, but after each class there is some introspection, there is some internally going deep into one's own self, experiencing it and coming out and talking about it and again going in and being and again coming out and talking about it. This education will create a beautiful, beautiful new world of all positivity and all perfect health, long life, happiness, no failures, no problems. That is the society we want to see in our world, family.